This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Special Monday evening kick-ass edition where I am trying to run things around here. We'll see how far I get. So far, you know, we have been kicked off the air. People have called. We've had conversations. And with us tonight, it's myself, Captain Kick-Ass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but we were talking about this new law, or proposed law, apparently, in Kentucky that gives cops a sort of a purgatory of sorts. They can detain you without arresting you somehow, and somehow it's not considered arrest if, for whatever reason, you refuse to give your name or produce ID or, you know, whatever else. I'm sure the cops decide that, you know, they want to detain you for up to 2 hours, as the article has pointed out. And it's, you know, we were talking about this guy Meredith said in an interview, "I can't imagine any legitimate reason in the world why a person would refuse to give their name and photo identification to a police officer if they were asked." Really? Like,
Do you have something to hide, citizen?
Show us your papers, please, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, show us the Kennedy documents.
That's what this sounds like to me.
How about they show us their paper?
Yeah. In other words, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Or, in other words, submit to the police state. Wrong. Well, Senator Meredith, we'd like to educate you on why a person would refuse to talk to a police, because it is our right not to. Legislation like this is...
Yeah, before you go on, yeah. Maybe because the people they're talking to have had their friends arrested by the police for some garbage, like trying to go to the bank and cashing a check, or having a bag of marijuana, or being under 21 and having a cigarette or something like that, a drink. So maybe the police have abused some people that are close to this individual. Maybe the cop shot someone's dog.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe they shot your animal.
Maybe they shot your uncle.
Mm-hmm. So those would all be good reasons to not want to talk
maybe
to these
people. Maybe they shot you, you know, who knows?
And I understand that each...
Maybe they threw you in jail for a year and a half.
No reason, really.
For, yeah.
And I understand that, you know, each police officer is an individual, but they're all wearing the same badge and they're all wearing the same uniform, and they do purport to enforce the same laws. Now, individually, some of them may look the other way and they may do the right thing in certain circumstances, but by default, you don't know if you're dealing with that cop. When there's a cop who's pulling you over or demanding that you show ID on the side of the road, there's a good chance that's not the right cop. That's not the good cop, because the good cop would probably leave you the F alone.
Well, and it's always unnerving to deal with somebody when you know that they could just pull out a gun and shoot you in the face and get away with it for no reason, even if they did it on video.
And let's not forget the recurring times that we've heard about people impersonating police officers.
That happens,
right?
Yeah.
You know, that's
very valid.
They
don't scare me as much.
You know? Right, but I mean, like, if somebody's got the costume, right? How do you know?
You don't know.
How do you know for sure? You don't.
How do you know that person didn't just steal that police cruiser that they're driving?
That's right.
I'd feel safer if he did.
Mm-hmm. So legislation like this is straight out of the playbook of every tyranny in history, right? We talked about your papers, please. That phrase often brought shudders to the people who heard it in the 1930s and 40s. It is, you know, the German translation is your papers, please. And this bill is nearly identical to that.
That's
sinister...
actually English. They don't say your papers, please.
No, they
German.
Say, I can't pronounce it because, well, I'm horrible at pronouncing German, but it's written here. Critics of the bill are pointing to its obvious unconstitutional nature, and I'm just going to comment here, never mind its immoral nature, and note how cops can already go after people if they suspect them of committing a crime. As Kentucky.com reports, critics say Meredith's bill would violate the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable search and seizure and the Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination. Police officers already have the right to approach people on the street and ask their names, but it's established that citizens can refuse to respond, said Aaron Tusek.
Okay, I just want to put something in here that, that's the ACLU of Kentucky who's responding there. It may be that in Kentucky you can refuse to respond, but in other states there are different rules, as I understand it, about police asking for ID in the streets. In some states, the police apparently have the right to ask and that you have to respond to them. It doesn't mean you have to carry identification on you, but it does mean that you have to at least tell them who you are and maybe your date of birth or something like that.
Wow.
I don't like those rules. I don't think they're constitutional.
Anything else that you talk about could be incriminating.
Well, yeah. Just because I live here now, what is the New Hampshire?
I can't give you legal advice. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I've heard that in New Hampshire the police have the right to ask, but I don't think you have an obligation to reply, but I could be wrong.
It took me...
Actually, I can tell you from experience a little bit about that. We did a thing at... they had a police checkpoint for drunk drivers, and one of the guys...
In New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire in Keene, and
let me guess, so randomly we out, stopping people.
We
right?
were out protesting it.
Okay,
and one of the guys, I got a call on the radio, and one of the guys said he was getting rousted by the cops, and he was standing right in a roundabout by Cumbie's.
Okay. Cumbie's is a convenience store for those who don't know.
Yeah. And he refused to give these cops his name for like an hour, and it drove them crazy. They didn't arrest him or acted on. And so they started asking the rest of us what his name was. And so I said, well, you can call him Ray, or you can call him Jay, or you can call him Ray J, or you can call him AJ, but don't ever call him Melvin.
It's none of which were his name.
And they literally turned around, they got back in the cars and drove away. I had a bullhorn with me, and so I'm yelling after them, are we still being detained? Oh, are we free to go now?
So I would say that experience suggests that it is not illegal.
If they could have arrested us, I'm pretty sure they would have.
I'll look up the actual, you know, what it is, you know, post-show. But this ACLU representative says that they cannot detain people simply for not identifying themselves or explaining their activities, quote, to the satisfaction of the officer, unquote.
Well,
that's currently what's in place as opposed to what this is going to put in place.
Yeah, and the thing is, you have a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two kinds of information you can give to a cop under those circumstances.
Self-incriminating
or irrelevant.
Right. The whole section of the bill on detention, they can call it whatever they want, but Supreme Court case law is pretty clear that an arrest is not determined by whether you call it an arrest. It's determined by the restraint you place on someone's liberty, Tusek said.
Mm-hmm.
If you put someone in the back of a police car, or if you take them down to the police station, or if you otherwise refuse to let them go on their way, that's an arrest. And in our country, he's referring to the United States of America, you cannot do that without probable cause. And, I mean, obviously...
Oh, but just don't call it an arrest.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying, oh, well, this is this sort of special detainment that's not an arrest. Right? They're trying to give it a different name. But detaining
that's
somebody...
That's one of the favorite ways to lie.
You just have to look at the definition of detainment and, you know, oh, yep, okay, you're stopping somebody. It's like if somebody's walking down a hallway, a tight hallway, and you get in their way, guess what? You've detained that person. If you don't allow them to go on their way, they've been detained, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's literally what it means to arrest somebody, is to stop them from doing what they're doing.
Yeah. He goes on, the idea that we can detain people because we find them to be suspicious and we think they might commit a crime, that crosses a dangerous line. Rebecca DiLoretto, who lobbies in Frankfurt for the Kentucky Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, said, unfortunately, it's been known to happen sometimes in a mostly white community where someone spots a black person walking down the street and they get suspicious and call police. I don't know. What do you think? Is it necessary for this to be a thing? Do you like it when the police detain you for, you know, any reason?
I think I'm staying out of Kentucky.
855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Liquor Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number. It is the kick-ass edition, actually. Our toll-free number is 855-453. I've been here on Mondays for quite some time, and somehow I BS'd my way into attempting to run the show from the helmsman position, if you will.
You went to college for running board, didn't you?
So thank you for, well, I mean, I went to college for audio engineering. And this is at the dawn of the digital age, so
yeah.
I learned mostly analog recording engineering because
reel to reel,
yeah, like 2-inch tape, how to synchronize two inch 24 track tape machines together,
wow,
using a line of SMPTE time code on one to sync to the other.
And I never learned that stuff.
And if you get it wrong, you end up with some really cool special effects.
Uh-huh. And an angry client.
Yeah. How to backmask, like real backmasking. You literally flip the tape over on the tape deck itself.
Wow.
So, yeah. And that concludes the audio engineering portion of tonight's show.
No. I'm going to get an answer on this.
No, what's it called?
Why would you turn the tape backwards?
You flip it upside down to backmask.
So, which is
that's when so if you flip the tape over and you hit record and you say something like, my gosh, that chocolate sure is good, right? When you flip the tape over the right way, you hear something similar to, and this is where, like,
you've heard about, like, the satanic messages and
Black
songs.
Sabbath.
It's like playing something backwards.
It's called back masking. You mask the thing backwards.
Oh, interesting.
And then when you play it forwards, it sounds all weird. You know, Ozzy did it, Black Sabbath, you know, a bunch of the metal bands.
Well,
did
back
it. Slayer
in the day, when they were suing rock bands for that.
Simpsons did it. No, I don't
the,
think.
Red Rum.
You know, I actually experimented with playing things backwards, and apparently if you say Jesus loves you backwards, it comes out as we smell sausages, which I think is a plot to drive people to kill and eat police officers, and I support it.
Well, the most disappointing backmasking that I'm aware of was by the arena rock band known as Styx, S-T-Y-X.
Oh, I love Styx.
They did a backmask on, I don't remember what album it was. It might have been their bad 80s album, Mr. Roboto or something. But
yeah, it was on Mr. Roboto.
They did
the beginning
a
of High Times, I think.
And they... what you heard was or whatever.
When you
played it backwards, it was Aninit Quiptis Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is the Latin written on your dollar bill.
Yeah, I can hear exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I had a passionate affair with Mr. Roboto.
Really?
When I was a
what
teenager.
Did Mrs. Roboto think about that?
Well, she helped.
Did she ever find out, or was it just a secret between you and the mister?
Oh, yeah, she joined in.
Okay. Was Kilroy there?
I can't tell.
Because Kilroy says he was here.
Kilroy is everywhere.
Before we go on, I wanted to tell you about the next generation wallet that's coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. So we're talking about this insanely pseudo-Nazi-ish tyrannical law coming out of Kentucky.
It's not Nazi. It's just straight-up authoritarian.
Your papers, please. Isn't that? I mean,
yeah.
That's made
well, what people associate it with is the scene from Casablanca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, indeed.
Well, I suspect the Russians were also asking for papers.
Oh yeah, the Russians were asking for papers. You know, I mean, the more you oppress people, the more they try to kill you most of the time. Mm-hmm. So you know.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked a lot about this. This person, De Loretta, also pointed out the menacing nature of cops being able to essentially kidnap anyone they want for hours and keep it off the record. I mean, that sounds
That's disturbing.
Yeah. That. I mean, to me, that is just. I mean, that's something straight out of 1984, right? You know, no record of your detainment at all. You know, it's just. I don't like it. No, sir. I don't like it.
I guarantee they try that on me. There's going to be a record.
Nobody ever.
I'm going to leave a mark.
She says nobody ever should be taken into police custody without a record being made of it, she said. That's starting to approach what you see in a police state such as Soviet Russia, De Loretta said. So,
yep.
You know, what do you think? Is it authoritarian?
Yeah, 855-453. What else could it be?
I mean, I
think it's sufficient reason to shoot somebody in the face.
Some people might be all, well, if you don't have anything to hide, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people will say that. I mean, we
but police
those,
are good.
2 hours of my time has value for starts.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if, like, if you're, people try to do this in customer service scenarios where, like, if something goes wrong and they call into their customer, like their cable goes out or whatever, they try to be like, well, I earn $350 an hour as an attorney, so for every hour my internet's off, I'm going to charge you $350. And it never flies because it's just not how it works. But
no, you usually get prorated based on the cost of the actual internet is. But yeah, I can understand why somebody would be frustrated by that.
Yeah, I just wonder if like you could like if you're detained for 2 hours and then they let you go, can you, you know?
Well, Jay Noon would say yes, you can. If he were here tonight, he's our Wednesday night co-host, and he does advocate for sending a fee schedule to the government goons, which you know lets people know if you're going to demand an hour of my time, it's going to cost $10,000 or $1,000 or whatever our you know number that you want to put on that.
Yeah,
and then you send them a bill at the end of it. Of course, they won't pay it, but you know it's a cool idea.
I've heard him talk
about
that.
Well, the thing is, they might. There's people who make a lot of money by just sending bills to random large corporations that are, you know, so big that they don't know what they're doing.
I would love to see some evidence that someone did get paid by the government in that way. I mean, that would be fantastic. I haven't seen it. I mean, I've heard a lot of people talking about it. I've heard Jay talking about it, and you know, I love Jay, and he's a man who does what he says he's going to do. So I believe he probably has issued these notices to government.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt that at all.
Demanding the money, I just don't think they paid him for it.
I can't imagine they have,
and I don't think there's any way that you could hold them to it. I mean, I wish you could. It'd be great.
Yeah, well, sometimes just making the demand is enough.
Well, it's not enough, but it's not going to change how they behave, but it, you know, brings to their attention that they've stolen your time.
The thing is, sometimes you have to wade in and take the ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you have to just stand up and even if you're going to lose. Try to take something back from.
Well, I agree with you that it's, you know, you should stand up and, you know, assert your freedom whenever possible. 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about these draconian laws.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial in the Senate continues against President Trump, the president's attorney, Kenneth Starr, says the U.S. is now living in the age of impeachment.
Instead of a once-in-a-century phenomenon, presidential impeachment has become a weapon to be wielded against one's political opponent.
Kobe Bryant's pilot received special permission to fly in the fog minutes before the fatal crash on Sunday. Air traffic control audio posted by liveatc.net contains a portion of the audio where the controller says the helicopter is flying too low for them to monitor.
2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
No response was heard, and seconds later, the helicopter crashed, killing all 9 people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I love freedom. Do you love freedom?
I do.
I do, too.
I like the idea of it.
Me, too.
I mean, I've never met it, but it's like somebody you know on the Internet. You know, you think you would love them if you saw them.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Free Talk Live. I, tonight, am your host in the helmsman chair, Captain Kickass, and with me is...
Yeah, Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
You have a website, don't you, Nobody?
I do. I'm at electnobody.com because I'm running for governor. And the reason I'm running for governor is because nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody should have that kind of power over you. And I don't want it.
Amen. And speaking of freedom, one of the tools of freedom, that is to set yourself apart from any authoritarian sort of organization that's helped me, would be this little invention called Bitcoin. And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And speaking of Bitcoin Cash, a little bird has flew down and landed on my shoulder and put a thing in my ear. So there's some sort of drama surrounding Bitcoin Cash. I'm on different drugs than you are.
Oh, okay.
There's a little drama surrounding Bitcoin Cash and something about that they're calling it a tax. I can't believe it. Tell me more about this, Ian.
Well, I don't know about drama, but
there's always drama in the cryptocurrency.
Save the drama for your mama.
They just can't get along with each other, and you know, large groups of people always end up having schisms between them, whether it be religions or
cryptocurrencies. Well, that's good, because without that, we'd only have one coin.
Well, that's true.
Well, we had one coin, and it was a sham.
And
so
having, you know, there was a scam called OneCoin. That's what you're referring to there. It wasn't even a cryptocurrency. That's a whole other story. You want to talk about drama, that OneCoin situation.
That was drama, yeah.
But the crypto world is a bunch of different people, and different people have different beliefs and different mindsets and different expectations as far as what they think their cryptocurrency or favorite cryptocurrency should do. And then when they find a cryptocurrency that they really like, it turns out that there's people within that community that don't agree necessarily with them on how the coin should be managed or mined or whatever into the future, and then they end up having a schism. So we've seen it happen with the original Bitcoin BTC in 2017. It had its first schism, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best term for it. They hard forked Bitcoin into two separate competing currencies, one called Bitcoin Cash, the other called Bitcoin.
Right.
And the Bitcoin Cash folks at the time were arguing that their Bitcoin was the one true Bitcoin, the one that was truest to the vision of Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, who was anonymous.
Or creators.
Right. We don't know who that person is.
To me, the idea of having one true cryptocurrency, it's like saying there's going to be one true bank. It's like, no, there's going to be all kinds of people out there running all kinds of different currency offering different services.
It does sound rather religious to the one.
It's very religious.
Not everybody wants the same things or has the same values. So how could one cryptocurrency satisfy everybody?
It never could be that way. So I agree with you on that, nobody. But that doesn't stop people from throwing in with their favorite and going all in with their favorite. And that's one of the things that I think we've done right here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we have Crypto Mecca, where we have real life businesses that can accept and do accept cryptocurrency for payment. We set them up where they can take more than one crypto. There's not people here who, at least I don't know very many people who are these adherents of, I'm in this tribe and that's the only tribe, this is my crypto and it's the only crypto.
Well, what you call it, a maximalist?
There's one guy who's really into Bitcoin SV here in Keene. So there is that.
Well, and then we have some developers in here who develop their own crypto, and they're all about their. But I don't think they're necessarily
be all about your baby.
Right.
But
they're not against the other cryptos.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's the point I was going to make.
And I'm talking about the people who are 100% all in with one crypto. They hate all the other cryptos.
Yeah, that's insane.
And this is the kind of ridiculous mentality that you'll find online. Now, luckily, the average person who's just getting into cryptocurrency hopefully won't see this. Right? Hopefully they'll just go watch a nice video about how Bitcoin works, and then they'll get into it, and they'll dabble, and they'll get a few altcoins. But man, if they start pulling back the ugly layer of, you know, Twitter or whatever on the internet and looking at these communities,
all the Reddit threads,
it gets really bad. So, but that's what you should expect from the internet.
That's what you should expect from any group of people.
I was going to say, from humans,
that doesn't squabble.
Right.
And it's lucky that they do, because that's how new things get started. Yeah. People get pissed off and they go, I've got to go do something else. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they fall flat. But once in a while, they come up with something great.
Right. And Bitcoin Cash is still out there. It came out in 2017. And then Bitcoin Cash had its first schism in late 2018. So just over a year after Bitcoin Cash was birthed to the world.
Yep.
Bitcoin SV, which calls itself Bitcoin Satoshi Vision.
There was Bitcoin Gold.
That was another Bitcoin. I was talking about the history of Bitcoin Cash.
Right.
So you're confusing what happened with Bitcoin.
Okay.
So Bitcoin Cash was the first schism of Bitcoin.
Okay.
And then Bitcoin Cash schismed itself a year later.
I didn't realize that we were only looking at one fork of the fork wars.
Right. If you want to talk about the Bitcoin forks, we'd have to talk about dozens of forks.
Everything's a Bitcoin fork. work, at least intellectually.
Yeah, I want to know about this drama surrounding the newest.
Yeah, I was trying to bring you up to speed here, right? So now you got Bitcoin SV that's split off back in late 2018, and the SV people believe that this guy named Craig Wright is the true Satoshi, and that he is the, you know, the one king, and that his coin is the true, you know. So it's a silly nonsense, right? So now Bitcoin Cash has another potential schism coming up in May because of this 12.5%, what they're calling what some people are calling a tax. Now, whether it's a tax or not, that's worth discussing. Here's the story from Cointelegraph. Leading Bitcoin Cash personalities, including Bitmain CEO Jihan Wu and Bitcoin.com CEO Roger Ver, who is one of the sponsors here on Free Talk Live, but I'll be clear, Roger doesn't tell us what we have to have as far as opinions are concerned about this stuff.
Well, you've been a fan of the show for a long time.
On January 22nd, an infrastructure funding plan that would see miners donating 12.5% of all block rewards to a Hong Kong entity. Many in the community have turned harsh critics of the proposal.
Wait. How is that a donation?
Because you would continue
to buy.
It's
not a donation, it's a fee. Because they're demanding it.
Okay, so what they're proposing, as I understand it, would be to change the system. And so what happens with Bitcoin Cash is every 6 months they do what's called a hard fork, where they upgrade the software. Some would argue they're not upgrading, they're breaking it or whatever. But they make changes to the software that they think are improving it. And so new features come about.
It's
as a
new rev,
that.
Right.
Yeah, and so they do it in May, and they do it 6 months after that. So May and, November, I guess. And so in May, they're talking about, and I don't know if it's a done deal yet, but the proposal on the table is to make it so that every time a block is mined in Bitcoin Cash, and this happens every 10 minutes, the miners that are competing out there to find new blocks, one of them finds it, and then they get a 12.5 Bitcoin Cash block reward.
Okay.
Now, in this case, that's going to be cut in half this year, by the way. They're doing the halving.
The halving, right.
So that's going to go to 6.25. But what they're proposing now is that every block, so that 6.25 or the 12.5 or whatever it is, they're going to take 12.5% of that amount, and they're going to shovel that over into a corporation that's supposedly designed to promote and to help Bitcoin Cash. Does that make sense?
Hmm.
I mean, okay, but I don't understand how that's a donation. Their verbiage
so they would,
is
well, it's
is
not
wrong.
A donation. It's a fee.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
did I say donation? Because it doesn't say that here.
Oh.
I think they were
trying to phrase it as a donation.
Well, right. The people who don't like it are going to call it a tax, and the people who do like it will call it a donation.
Well, it's neither, because the thing is, they can't make you run the new software.
That's right.
They can't make you stop running the old software.
That's where the
schism
is. So you
can't make them
run it a donation?
Your version.
Give us a call and let us know. FreeTalkLive.com, 855-453.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
Misfits way of life.
A dark black past is mine.
I could keep going, but we've got to start it.
I could, too. This is not Dave Mustaine of the heavy metal band Megadeth. This is Captain Kickass, and this is Free Talk Live. I'm here live in the studio tonight with...
That was Ian Preeman, Sweating Bullets.
And...
Nobody.
All right. You're not to be confused
You're
with
Sweating Bullets?
That's the name of the song that we were lyricsing there.
Nobody, not to be confused with Noah Body. That's two distinct names, a first name and a last name, whereas your name is a mononym, right? Just Nobody.
Well, not according to the bank, apparently.
Well,
I tried to call Chase today, and they refused to believe that my name was Nobody, and they would have and I have an account with them.
That is fantastic.
It never would have happened if I'd been white.
Hey, this is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in show, and you'll never guess we have a call. And this is Joe from Great Falls, Montana, listening in on KINX. Says here, Joe, you want to talk about music, tennis shoes, and making kids do things. What's on your mind, Joe?
Yeah, I was just calling in response to that guy from Georgia earlier that was saying that, you know, famous basketball players are forcing him to ruin his kids by buying them $400 shoes. And I think the only ones ruining his
There's
kids
like
are...
There's like four things to unpack in that sentence.
Yeah, the only ones ruining their kids are the ones that are buying the $400 tennis shoes, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, having a basketball player on the ads for tennis shoes is pretty compelling. A lot of people go out and buy tennis shoes, but no one's forcing you to.
Do you think, Joe, that
no one's
kids...
forcing you to, but there is a very organized group of people promoting it, and promoting it very hard.
Joe, do you think that when kids see, a famous athlete wearing, special shoes, right, branded after that athlete, that they believe that if they get a pair of shoes just like that athlete, that they'll be able to, run, jump, hike, whatever, kick as good as that guy?
Kids believe that because advertising is successful.
I remember when I was growing up, it was the pumps. They had the pumps.
It's more a matter of wanting some kind of association.
Joe, I have to ask, what kind of tennis shoes are you wearing right now? Do you have a brand?
I'm wearing cowboy boots.
There you go.
Oh, that's right. You're from Montana. Does everybody in Montana wear cowboy boots?
I'm wearing $30 steel-toed work boots from Walmart. Huh?
And if people in Montana don't wear cowboy boots, that's what they're wearing, is $30 steel-toed boots.
There you go.
What did you have to say about music, Joe?
Well, it's the same thing when it comes to rap music, It's I think nobody there, Mr. Mo, nobody made a good point where I think you referenced that the fact that music is a powerful communication medium, paraphrasing it because I don't remember your exact quote. It's a powerful medium of communication, but it still doesn't force you to do anything.
Well, it doesn't force you to do anything, but I mean, have you heard of brainwashing? Because that's what the media is doing 24/7, not just to black people, to everybody.
Yes. Yep. That's what that's what advertising is, that's what music is. When it all comes down to it, individuals, we do have our choice to whether we should expose ourselves to that brainwashing or not.
Developed a bad connection. I'm sorry, but thanks for the call tonight. You bring up some good stuff. I love talking about music specifically most of the time, but it is weird how me personally, I've turned off the talking box. And that's not to say I don't watch television shows. I do. I still watch television shows without commercials. I mostly download, or I'm watching them on a streaming platform or whatever.
If I don't torrent it, I won't watch it most of the time.
I've decided to be on purpose about my watching, as opposed to just having it on and
flipping
watching whatever's on and cruising through all the with the remote. It's like you're not on purpose. You're not excited to watch this thing. No, you're just turning it on.
Fault.
And you're letting all these things be pumped into your brain subconsciously, whether you know it or not. And that's the part that I've wiped out of my life.
Hey, I want to say thanks to Edwardian.
So now I go on Facebook where they tailor it to manipulate me specifically from the NSA.
Yes, you do. Edwardian, thank you to Edwardian for being a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. He has realized that not only does he want to consume, as you're saying, by choice, make a choice about what he wants to consume on the radio or podcast, but he also wants to help other people find it as
well. That's so awesome.
So he's contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go and get signed up just as Edwardian has done. You can use credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin, BTC, and you'll get some cool benefits, some perks as a result of you being in the AMP program.
They give you perks?
That's right. AMP.freetalklive.com, like access to the AMP-only discussion forums on our Discord and also other things.
I think he was referring to drugs.
I think he was as well.
Okay. Just checking.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com. I was referring to perquisites, which that's what perks is.
Perquisites?
For that. Close.
Hopefully, that's an expensive proposition, although...
We will not be giving away free drugs.
Pretty cool reward. But,
yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're not advertising that.
Nope.
All right. But I do want to thank all of our amplifiers. We do have David in New Mexico calling in. Let's see if I don't screw this up. David in New Mexico, are you with us?
Yeah, me too. Let's see if I don't screw this up.
All right, we'll both do our best not to screw things up. David, what's on your mind tonight? You're on the air.
Oh, well, Captain kicked off the air. let's see. Oh,
Cowboy boots. You know why they wear cowboy boots, right? You know, the big tall ones goes up near almost to the knee.
So that they don't step in cow dung?
No, when you're helping the sheep through the fence, you take one back leg, put it in one boot, and the other back leg, put it in the other boot, helps keep them in place.
Oh, my God.
And,
that's horrible, David.
Why do Scotsmen wear kilts?
I haven't heard that one. Fill me in.
Sheep can hear a zipper a mile away. Why do Irishmen wear kilts?
Oh, I think a Scotsman can hear a zipper a mile away. I don't know.
David, it says here that you wade in and take the ass whooping.
What nobody said. I wanted to comment on that, though. But first of all, you did it again. I used to talk to Dave Mustaine on the Periscope. He used to like to go on there. I don't know if he still does.
To Dave Mustaine?
Yeah, he's really cool, too.
Doesn't he really talk like this?
This is the app on Twitter?
Yeah.
This
I don't know what
app?
Any of this means.
Is this the Twitter app that you're referring to?
Wait, hang on, David. Yeah. Just to explain to the callers and to nobody, Dave Mustaine is the founding member of the thrash metal band Megadeth.
Okay.
He got kicked out of Metallica because he did too much heroin.
Yeah. And he has a really weird voice that kind of sounds like this.
Yeah, he shouldn't be a singer, but for whatever reason...
I was never a big fan, although I think it was them that did a really good Anarchy in the USA.
Okay, so anyway, David, you were trying to make a point.
Aside from Dave Mustaine, I used to prank him on Periscope, actually. I messed with him a little bit. It was kind of fun. He's pretty cool. But, nobody had said something about ass whooping, and so I just wanted to ask. Well, and you said you have to stand up for freedom. So I know you're sick of the subject, but when I continued to call in to KUNM when they told me to stop calling there, when they're a publicly owned and publicly paid for radio station call-in program, is that wading in and taking the ass whooping? Is that standing up for freedom?
I mean, if you think it is, right? If you feel that your rights have been violated in some way, or...
I'd be more impressed if you started a pirate radio station and competed with them.
That's true. What? I mean, that would be another way.
That would be cool.
Anything else, David the Pirate?
I was going to ask nobody. Do you know in Michigan... I knew a guy, Freudian slip. I knew a guy named Vern Paul, who is from your neck of the woods. Is he a relation by chance?
I don't think so.
I don't think.
Yeah,
oddly enough, though, I don't look Armenian. My father is Armenian, so.
And you were adopted, right?
Well, yeah, I was adopted, but I'm it's very unlikely that my biological parents were also named Paul.
All right, David, thank you so much for the call, man. Have a good night. We'll talk to you again later. Thanks to all of our listeners for listening tonight and all of our callers for calling in. We're here 7 nights a week, freetalklive.com, and you can get us also at lrn.fm. Thanks. Peace.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.